start with John McLean.
Bill, could you tell us, please, what systems you plan to run on offense and defense and what are the possibilities you keep any coaches who are here?
Well, let me start with the coaching staff. John, we're going to evaluate the whole process here. We're going to start by talking to the coaching staff currently, the Houston Texan coaching staff that was here in 2013. We'll start by talking to them tomorrow. We'll meet with everybody on that staff. Personally, I'll meet with every one of those guys, and we'll go from there. You know, as far as systems go, if you look at offensively, to me, I would describe our system as a game plan system. You know, you have to have, in my opinion, a different game plan every week in this league because you see so many different defenses every week. You know, it'll be a system that is adaptable and flexible, and it'll be a system that the players will enjoy playing in. You know, defensively, everybody wants to pin you down and ask you if you're going to be a 3-4 guy or a 4-3 guy. And, you know, to me, I think right now about 70% of the games are played in nickel and dime defense, you know, because of the type of league it is. So we'll evaluate the personnel on this team, and we'll do a really good job of putting together a good football team, and then we'll adapt the systems to the players that we bring into this program.
David Nuno, ABC 13. Coach, why the NFL? I know you've made the change before when you were at Duke to the Patriots, but why the NFL and specifically the Texans?
Well, I tell you, I have a real passion for the NFL. I had a great experience in New England. You know, it was a fantastic organization. We won a lot of games there, and I just really enjoyed the players, the strategy from week to week, the off-season preparation, the part that I had in the draft and free agency up there. I just really enjoyed it, and I missed it. You know, again, I'm really passionate about the Houston Texans because of the people that I've met here. You know, having the opportunity to sit down with Mr. McNair and Cal and meet Janice and then obviously get to work with Rick Smith is a great opportunity. And I think this is a fantastic city. It's a football city. And really looking forward to bringing a winning football team to Houston.
Coach, we had a chance to catch up with one of your former players in New England last night, Troy Brown, and we asked him, what do you think your biggest challenge is going to be transitioning from Penn State to Houston? And he said, changing the culture of the locker room. A, do you agree with that, and how are you prepared to do that?
Well, again, I just got here yesterday, and, you know, we're moving on to 2014. I don't know anything about the culture of the locker room that was here last year, but I know what I believe in, and to me, it's all about the team. Everybody on this football team will have a role. Those guys on this football team will determine their own role. They'll determine it by practicing well and playing well. And to me, it's about accountability. It's about demanding. And it's about putting together a tough, physical, smart, fast football team that can play in all different types of environments. You know, a team that can play in the heat in Texas and play in the winter conditions up in Denver, so to speak. So we're looking forward to starting that process and putting that type of team together and really working with the guys to field a great football team here in Houston.
Greg.
Hey, Coach. Welcome again. Greg Bailey from ABC 13. What kind of attributes are you looking for in a quarterback to run your system, and do you have a preference over whether that's a veteran or a rookie that you would choose high in the draft?
We want the, you know, again, just getting here yesterday, we've already started some of these discussions, but they're very preliminary. You know, we want a, at every position, we want a good team guy. We want a guy that is a hard worker, a guy that's physically tough, mentally tough, smart guy. It doesn't matter what position it is. To me, it's a guy that understands the team concept and understands that it's not about individual stats or individual performances. It's about doing what's best for the team and being a good teammate. And so whether it's quarterback or defensive end or linebacker or wide receiver, that's what we'll always look for here at Houston.
Coach, as far as relating to your players, you mentioned your experience at Penn State. When you got in there, you knew there were some sanctions coming. You didn't know the extent to which those sanctions would impact the program, but you knew the program was going to be in a tough position, handicapped, if you will. Yet you were able to convince most of the guys in that locker room that were there before you to stay. Can you talk about what your message was to those kids and, you know, how you accomplished that?
Well, I think a lot of that is between me and the players of Penn State. I think that's an interesting question, and I appreciate it. But again, you know, I'm the head football coach of the Houston Texans right now. I had a fantastic experience at Penn State. Like I said, the players there mean a lot to me, and they always will. You know, again, when we went in there to Penn State, There were some tough things that happened, but those kids and our staff, we never let it affect us. It was all about doing the right thing both on and off the field. And to me, when you have a good football team, which we're going to have here in Houston, it really all that matters is what the people in that locker room think. And as long as each guy knows their role and understands what the game plan is and what the task at hand is, then you're going to have a chance to win games. And really, you know, with all due respect, it doesn't matter what goes on outside the locker room. All that matters is what goes on in that locker room, in that weight room, and on that practice field. And really, that's, to me, the mark of a good football team, the team that have that type of mentality.
Christy Reakin from the Associated Press. How do you think the last 2 years have prepared you for the challenge of taking over a team with the NFL's worst record?
Well, I think any time you're a head football coach, there are so many different things that prepare you for whatever your next job is as a head football coach. So many different things that come across your desk. You have to be a multitasker. You have to be organized, and you have to be able to deal with all different kinds of people and personalities. And so I think in that regard, the 2 years at Penn State really helped me. And again, I really appreciate Penn State for giving me that opportunity. It was a fantastic experience for myself and my family, and I owe a lot to Penn State, but again, like I've said, you know, I'm the head football coach of the Houston Texans, and I'm really excited about that, and I can't wait to get going with Rick and meet all the players here and again, put together a winning football team for the city of Houston.
Bill, the people that followed you at New England, Penn State, said you love coaching quarterbacks. How is it an old defensive player likes coaching quarterbacks so much?
That's a good question, John. I told somebody in the back there I'm a much better coach than I was a player. You know, I played defense at Brown University, and then my first coaching job was basically on offense, and I don't think I did 1 year, I think, on defense at Brown as a restricted earnings guy, but every other year was on offense because of that was where the job was open, and so that's the job you took. You know, you did what you were told to do, and so I've always been an offensive coach. Well, you know, again, I think that's a fantastic position to coach because of all the things that go into it. You know, I think that the quarterback, let's start with off the field, the quarterback has to be a great teammate, a leader, a hard worker, a really good practice player, a guy that's always striving for perfection, knowing that he's probably not going to get perfection, but he's going to reach some level of excellence. You know, and then on the field, it's a position that has to really have great knowledge of not only your own offense and your own teammates' talents on offense, but also has to have great knowledge of defensive football and the talents of the defensive players that you're going against. So it's a job that's never ending. It's a job that you can always improve at doing, coaching quarterbacks, and it's a lot of fun to do.
James Palmer with Comcast Sportsnet. Bill, what kind of, I guess, power say will you have in bringing in certain personnel in the draft and free agency? If Ricky, you could kind of comment on as well what the balance will be between the two of you.
Well, the balance is very similar to the way that we're going to work together hand in hand, okay? And so that's what ultimately what we will do is we'll make decisions that are in the best interest of our football team, and I'm confident that I'll work well with this guy, and I think he's pretty smart, so I have no problem listening to what his opinion is.
No, I feel the same way. You know, again, I'm a coach. You know, my passion is coaching football and coaching the team, and I'm going to be a part of helping put the team together. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty good teammate, and so I'm looking forward to working with Rick and again putting together a really good competitive football team for the city of Houston for Mr. McNair and I can't wait to get started on it. I can tell you that.
Randy.
Oh, hi, I'm Randy Harvey with Houston Chronicle. Bob, I got a question for you and then a follow-up for you, Bill. Bob, Bill's worked for one NFL organization, and that's the Patriots. How much did that particular pedigree have in influencing your decision?
Well, we looked at who he had worked with, not just there, but also in college. And I think that, you know, that makes an imprint on a person. And he had worked for O'Leary. He had worked for Chan Gailey down at Georgia Tech. He'd worked for Friggin, and then he'd gone up and been with Bill Belichick in the NFL. So, you know, he came up through a line of great coaches, and I'm sure he learned different things from each one of them, and each one of them is different. And one of the smart things about Bill this bill, is that he's going to be Bill O'Brien. He's not going to be O'Leary. He's not going to be Belichick. He's not going to be Fridgen. And that's the smart way to do it. And the Patriots organization is an organization I have a lot of respect for. I mean, the Krafts are great friends. They do a great job. And Belichick's done a great job there. Couldn't be a better place for someone to gain a lot of valuable experience. So all of that really entered into it, and we think really prepared him in an excellent way.
Okay, and then, Bill, bear with me here.
What do you mean, bear with you?
I'll give this microphone up after a couple of questions.
Okay.
But is there a Patriot way, and if so, how much were you influenced by it? How much of it has to do with Tom Brady? And then I'll have one other question about Brady.
Well, I think that's a better question for Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick. You know, I was just an assistant coach there. I was a part of a great organization, and, you know, the things that I learned there were that, in my opinion, there's one way to win, and that's as a team. It's about everybody understanding their role. It's about people practicing hard, working hard in the offseason, being good teammates, preparing well for each game. Every game's a little bit different, understanding that. So, again, whatever the, you know, about the Patriot way and things like that, that's a question for them, not for me. I just know that I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity to work there. And again, I'll tell you what Mr. McNair just said about Mr. Kraft. When I have spoken to Mr. Kraft, he has had nothing but great things to say about Mr. McNair, and the same goes for Coach Belichick. So, you know, obviously that meant a lot to me.
And just one other thing, and I'll ask this because somebody else will if I don't. Can you talk about the incident with Brady on the sideline that's been seen by billions on YouTube?
Come on now. You know, it's... you know, I mean, it's a competitive sport. Tom Brady's a great friend, fantastic player, great teammate, just a really, really good guy to coach. Obviously, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to coach him. And, you know, these things happen. I mean, you know, just there was a camera on it, which I feel bad about. But I think what people don't understand about that is I think 30 seconds after it was over, we were sitting together looking at the pictures, getting ready for the potential overtime, because it had a chance to go into overtime that game. So that quickly passed.
Hey, Bill. Dave Zangaro from Comcast Sportsnet. We know what the Texans were looking for when they hired you, but what are you looking for in the guys that are going to form your staff once you get here?
Right. No, again, I'm going to sit down with every member of the Houston Texans staff tomorrow. It'll be a long day. You know, we'll sit down and we'll talk and we'll meet eyeball to eyeball, and that'll be good. That'll be a good experience for me and a good experience for them. And then we'll go from there. We'll put together a staff of great teachers, demanding coaches, coaches that hold their players accountable for good play. We'll put together a staff of coaches that have a passion for football, that are good family men, that understand that sometimes it's important to go home. I think that's important. And we'll have a really good staff. It'll be a good staff of guys here that'll coach for the Houston Texans.
Have you already started to reach out to some people that aren't in the organization just to kind of put some feelers out and see what you can do that way?
Say that question again.
Have you started to reach out to people outside of the organization?
You know, again, the first task is to meet with everybody on this staff. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow, and that's where we're headed.
Hi, Kim Davis, the KD Company in Chalk Talk. One of the things that Mr. McNair said earlier is that he feels like this can be a fairly quick turnaround. It's not necessarily a rebuilding process. Can you tell us your thoughts on that and what you see about this team that makes you perhaps feel the same way?
Well, I think that this is a football team, having just gotten here, but listening to Rick and listening to Mr. McNair and Cal, there's a lot of pieces in place here. You know, and really it's all about just hard work. You know, quick turnaround, rebuilding, I'm not into labels and things like that. I think you got to get going, you got to get to work, you got to evaluate the team, you have to have a group of guys that participate in the off-season program as a team and come back for mini camp and training camp in great shape and go out there and get ready to play a long season and take it one game at a time, one day at a time,
and that's what we're going to try to do. I think in this league, the goal is to make the playoffs, and that'll be our goal every year, is to get in the tournament. And once you get in the tournament, you've got a shot, and that's what we're going to try to do every single year here.
It's a joint question for Bob and Rick, Matt Jackson with Yahoo Sports, just about the process and your criteria. 9 of the 12 coaches, I believe, that are in the playoffs, based on your criteria, you wouldn't have interviewed, didn't have head coaching experience at the time or didn't have NFL experience. Sean Payton, Mike McCarthy, Jim Harbaugh, et cetera. Specific to your criteria, why that as opposed to leaving it more open-ended and allowing some of the teams that are in the playoffs, allowing some of those coaches to interview in the process?
I think Jim Harbaugh had all that experience, hadn't he?
Well, not NFL coaching experience.
The criteria was established based on the fact that NFL is different than the collegiate scene. So that's why we wanted some NFL experience. In terms of being a head coach versus a coordinator, if you look at the record is that coordinators have failed much more than they've succeeded, like 40% or so have made it as opposed to those who've been head coaches. So, you know, the statistics back up what we were doing, but there was a reason for doing it, and that is if you move from being a coordinator to a head coach, it's a different position. It's not just being a coach. All of a sudden, you're the chief executive officer, and you have to make tough decisions about who's going to be on your staff and who's going to be on your team. And a lot of these decisions are very difficult. And some coaches who have been players and then become coaches are still thinking as a player or as a coach rather than as the leader of the organization. And they have trouble making some of those difficult decisions. So we wanted to have someone that had shown that they could make difficult decisions. And in the case of Bill, he had done that and been in a very difficult position. So that was the reasoning behind it, and he met all of our criteria.
I think I will add to that. You also have to be specific to your particular situation, and we were. And so we had a big universe of candidates. I mean, it was not we did not limit ourselves in terms of having qualified candidates to fill this position. We interviewed some guys that would have, in my opinion, done a great job. And we're very capable of handling the job. We just feel like this man beside me is a guy to lead us in the future. We felt great about him when we sat down. We felt great about him when we researched him. We think we were exhaustive in our process, and we're happy that we got this guy as our head football coach.
Bill, this question is for you. Matt Musil, KHOU 11. You touched on personnel. You've got pictures of J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson behind you. How familiar are you with this team? And how much studying did you do before you came in?
Well, I can tell you that I basically studied what I saw on paper. So the answer to your question is I've got a lot of work to do on this team. And the sooner I can get back to my office and start that work, it'll be better. But, I can't wait to get going and to study this football team and watch all these players. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's one of the things about football that I love. I love to sit in there and watch tape and really, understand each player's talent and skill set. So, of course, I know J.J. Watt and Andre Johnson, along with a lot of the players that I've met out here today, have had really good Chris Myers and Brian Cushing. I mean, have had really excellent careers. So there's a lot of good football players on this team. I know that.
One aspect of the key team that jumps out at you at first blush?
Say that again.
Is there one aspect of the team that jumped out at you at first blush when you looked at it?
No, I don't think so. I would tell you this. In talking to people around the league and then doing my own research, I do believe that this is a strong roster of players, and it's going to be fun to evaluate it.
Coach Bob Allen with Channel 11 here in Houston. You'd mentioned earlier that one of the attributes you look for on your staff is a guy who knows when to go home, to turn it off. And it's been written about you that once you go home, you're home, and that's it. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think that in my own personal situation, what I know has been well documented. You know, I have great perspective on these things. You know, I have a fantastic wife, Colleen, and I have two young sons, one that's special needs, Jack, and an 8-year-old named Michael who will be running around here very soon. And I think the most important thing in your life is your family, you know, is your family. And that's really, really an important part of my life. And I know when I met with Mr. McNair and Cal and met Janice and had, you know, had dinner with them and, you know, talked to them, I know that family is really important to them. And so when I went back home and talked to my wife about it, you know, that was a big deal. You know, family is very, very important here in at the Houston Texans. And I think that's important. You know, there's only so many hours in a day, and some of them have to be spent with your family, no question about it.
Hey, Bill, over here. Hi, Dale Robertson with the Chronicle. Speaking of family, and you know, Texans are a little insular, and you don't have any real strong ties to Texas.
Right.
I'm assuming your last visit here was for the O'Brien, the Bear Bryant Award.
Right. Right.
Have you visited the city on any other occasion? And go ahead.
Well, I'm. Right after this, I'm going out and buying my first pair of cowboy boots. So how's that?
There we go.
All right with that?
All right.
Holy smokes.
All right. You can keep it, Bob.
I'm not a foreigner. You know.
That was a requirement.
I'm from Ireland. No. So, you know, so I've been to Houston a few times. You know, we actually, in the places that I coached, we recruited Houston a little bit. Obviously, I was here in 09. That wasn't a great memory because I was on the Patriots staff and, you know, we lost to the Texans here at Reliance Stadium. And then, like you said, I was here last year. It's a fantastic city. My wife and I have really researched this city. I think some of the things that stand out to us are, you know, the cultural diversity of this city. The medical care in this city is really second to none. The family, the McNair family, and what they've done for this city and how they've given back to this city. I think Mr. McNair moved back here in 1960 and has been here ever since. And I think that says a lot about this organization and this city. And the one thing that we will all have in common is we all love football and we like to win football games. And so that's probably the most important thing as it relates to the Houston Texans.
You know, and again, in regarding your son, I mean, I'm assuming that the Texas Medical Center, Texas Children's Hospital, some of the world's leading experts in that disease are here. I guess that did factor into your interest.
It's not a disease. It's not a disease. He was born with what they call a brain malformation. And you're right. There's a fantastic children's hospital here that my wife and I have already researched. And it's one of the best in the world. So we're looking forward to meeting the people there and meeting all the people in Houston.
Coach David Nuno, ABC 13 again. Just to follow up on Jack, talk a little bit how his life has given you a little bit more perspective on coaching football and life in general.
Yeah, I think, you know, I answered that a little bit before. But, there are millions of people around the world that have special needs children. Okay, that's number one. I understand that. My wife and I are well aware of that. But, you know, because of the position that I'm in, you know, sometimes I get the chance to talk about it. My wife and I talk about that a lot, you know, whether we should talk about it or not. And I think it's important to talk about because, you know, in our personal situation, it has given us great perspective on life. You know, fourth and one's important. Getting to the playoffs is very, very important. Winning football games for the Houston Texans is very important. But at the end of the day, what's most important is your family and the health of your sons and your wife. And so, you know, we feel really strongly about that.
Bill, how did growing up in the Boston area help shape you to be the man and coach you are today?
Well, yeah, you know, John, I grew up there, and I grew up in a great family. I have fantastic parents, John and Ann, that still live up there. My two older brothers, Tom, lives up there, and my oldest brother lives in Dallas. You know, we're going to try to get him to move to Houston, Mr. McNair. But
that was the second requirement.
Yeah, right. he's a Texans fan. I can tell you that. You know, it was a great place to grow up. My roots are up there. You know, my dad grew up outside of Boston. And, you know, again, it's hardworking people, genuine people, honest people, you know, people that understand that telling the truth and being hard workers are very important, and being good family men are very important things in your lives. So those are some of the things I learned growing up there.
Tanya Ganguly, ESPN.com.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Just wondering, since Bob talked about kind of the success rate of offensive coordinators who go straight to head coaching, do you feel more prepared now that you've been a head coach to be an NFL head coach than you were 2 years ago?
Well, certainly. I think any time you go from being a coordinator to being a head coach, you know, that's a difficult move just for the fact that you've never done that. And when you sit in that seat for the first time and all the different things that come across your desk start to come across your desk and all the different people that come into your office on a daily basis and they start coming in, that's a different experience that you've never had as an assistant coach. And I think that, again, my 2 years at Penn State really helped me in being prepared for this job. This is going to be obviously a challenging job, but it's also going to be a job that I can't wait to get started on. We've already started on it. Like I said, looking forward to working with Rick on evaluating this team and putting together a really good 2014 team. But, yeah, certainly my experience at Penn State, I would definitely tell you, helped me for this job, no question about it. And again, I reiterate, I appreciate the opportunity that Penn State gave me, Rod Erickson, Dave Joyner, and appreciate the way those guys played for us there at Penn State.